The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good evening and welcome to high school basketball this evening here on CARE Radio out of the Northeast Kansas League. A couple of teams who, as we have the ladies game first, we'll have the guys game second. On the girls side, you got two teams who are vying for the top spot, both of them undefeated in the conference, as Valley Falls is playing host to Marham Out Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our man back at the CARE Sports Studio doing some producing and engineering and the things and stuff that make this magic all happen. Joseph, great to have you. Thank you so much. Tom Couch with the here courtside, the PA guy. He's down there introducing the starters, and how about I do that? First of all, for Valley Falls under head coach Chad Van Houten. Lady Dragons into the ballgame at 4-6-2-0 in the conference, starting Paisley Heinen and Callie DeLong, Brecken Moore, Abby Wilson, and Gracie Connor. Normal starter Chloe Cox is injured a little bit and won't be playing tonight, so she is out for the evening. For MHMA, head coach Luke Noel, the Lady Ravens 7-3 on the year, 3-0 in the conference. And they're starting Capri Keckner, Hannah Cody, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Hunley, and Caitlin Folsom. That said, we're set to go and hope you enjoy. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and Lady Ravens are going to control it down. We're underway. MHMA going from right to left here in the opening quarter. They'll feed in the middle to Caitlin, brings it back out on top. They double her up. Little 2-3 zone, cross-court pass is tipped, but saved back by the Ravens. Out on top is going to come Hunley, back over to Cody. Kicks it on top. Capri will go three. That's an air ball line to the left side, out of bounds on the fly. And it'll come back into Valley Falls. And MHMA is going to apply full court pressure on the inbound. We'll see how Valley Falls is able to deal with the defensive press. And they're struggling already. They're getting trapped up on the far sideline, drilling it up. Stopped there. Now it's on the floor. Capri reaches in. They're going to call a jump ball. So for the Lady Ravens, very close. Very aggressive defense. And I'm going to take Capri Keckner. He's got a bandage on her right hand. It is around the wrist and above the thumb and across the palm on the inside of the palm. And she keeps fidgeting with it. So apparently it's something new, and or she just doesn't like the wrap on it right now. So we'll see if that comes into play here tonight. Valley Falls getting the ball in play, gets it into the forecourt. And they're going to run their offense for the first time here today. Here's a feed into the middle. Ball is going to be stripped away. And MHMA coming up with a loose basketball. Hunley will come into the forecourt. She'll start right, drive left, stop at a free throw line, kick it into the corner where Branfield, uncontested, the best perimeter shooter on this team, puts it up and doesn't get it to go in. I put that moniker on her because of the outstanding job she did the other night of an MHMA gym against JCN. Here's a drive into the lane. Valley Falls in control of the basketball. It's batted away but picked back up. Skip is going to go to the baseline right. Now it'll go deep into the corner. Valley Falls controls it out on top. We're still scoreless. A minute and a half into the game. The ball's going to be stripped away but stayed back out on top by Brecken Moore. Brecken gets it away to Callie. DeLong goes right side. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. And here come the Ravens. All alone, Capri, undefended, misses the shot. And a rebound, pull back down, but the Ravens, follow shot's going to miss. And Cody, unable to hit the follow shot. Here comes Valley Falls. They'll run into the forecourt. Skip it over to the right side. Bit of a hand fake. No movement. The cross-court pass knocked away. Here's Caitlin. Jail break all the way down the floor. She'll go in three or four steps later. Misses the uncontested layup. The follow-up by Keckner misses. The rebound is on the floor, and Keckner's going to save it. Into the corner it goes. Folsom drives in, goes up, misses another layup. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Valley Falls. Scoreless at 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. Girls high school basketball. Skip pass coming out on top for Valley to Abby Wilson. She'll dish it over to the right side. Brecken Moore handles it, working in front of Hannah Cody. Back out on top, it goes down the left side of the lane to bounce pass to the baseline. It's going to be lost, and Valley Falls will turn it over, and these two teams are not really having a just sterling start that I suspect their coaches would have hoped for. We're over 2.5 minutes in the game, and no one has been able to put a point on the board yet. Folsom will have it on top as the Lady Ravens are back on offense. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Cody stepping inside the circle. Little jumper and the first points of the game. So Hannah Cody makes it 2-0. And now the Ravens coming up with the ball, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. And I'm looking at Capri's hand, and it's not so much a bandage as it is maybe some kind of a wrap or kind of like that bowler thing that they wear, you know? Here's a shot in the middle by Cody, missing, gets her own rebound, loses it, it's on the floor. She'll flip it out on top to Caitlin, pulls them over to the right side of Megan Hunley. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading it 2-0, and here's a travel out on top by Cody. Ravens are going to turn it back over. We're getting a timeout? Oh, that's a good one. Valley Falls taking a timeout, and Coach making a good opportunity here. We're going to take it, Joseph. 4:44 to go. We're in the opening half here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is MHMA 2, Lady Dragons nothing.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. As we return, the ball comes in play, and reaching in, we get a whistle. We have a foul. It'll be against the Lady Ravens, and Lucy Branfield will have her first foul of the ball game. Valley Falls will be putting it back in play. 4.5 to go, quarter number one. MHMA leading it 2-0. Here's a three shot way short, caught on the fly by Caitlin Folsom. And again, neither team showing us their very best basketball here in the early going. Bradfield will skip it over. Folsom goes cross court, back it away. Hunley, there was a travel, no whistles. Gets it over to the left side to Bradfield. Top side, Cody. Hannah kicks it down to Capri. Back out on top, it'll come. Shot clock at 15. They'll go inside to Folsom, spinning, shooting, missing, rebound, pulled down with the Ravens, and Caitlin in a frustration move, reaches in and commits the foul. So the foul is going to be on MHMA. First foul of the ball game by Folsom. It'll be Lady Raven team foul two. We are halfway through the opening quarter. It is still 2-0. Now the Ravens steal the upcourt pass. They'll drive it down. Pin it over the left side to Cody. Out on top to Folsom. And another travel. And there's the call. That time, Caitlin had it on top. She lifts up her right foot. Puts it back down. Decides she wants to go the other way. Picks up her left foot to start driving. And the official alertly makes that call. Valley Falls again. Putting it in play against the full court pressure. It's been giving them fits. They're having a hard time getting it up the floor. Capri Keckner in the hip pocket of whomever is the ball handler on the upcourt play. Now she's going to knock it out of bounds. The Valley Falls will bring it in front of the scorer's table. They'll bring it in into the backcourt. Get it there to Callie, DeLong into the forecourt. Down the left side, gets pumped and pushed and shoved in. Let's see where this foul is going to go on Megan Hundley. So it'll be Megan's first Lady Raven team foul three. Valley Falls has not committed a foul yet with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. Lady Ravens with that lead. Paisley Heinen skips it off on top. Here's Abby. Wilson goes over to the right side to Brecken. Moore will feed to the block. Into the lane it goes. Driving across all the way to the baseline. Losing a handle. Stepping on the baseline. And Valley Falls will turn it back over. And we are almost 5 minutes into this game. And it's still 2-0. I want to try to spin this as two teams with absolutely fantastic defense. MHMA in the forecourt. Goes to the block. Folsom goes back door, Huntley, hook shot, nope, we're going to get a blocking foul. No shot, so they're going to wave off the shot. It was an air ball anyway, did not come close to the rim. The foul is going to be the first by Valley Falls tonight, and it'll be on Abby Wilson. 3:09 to go in the first quarter. Out on top, all alone, Capri for three, air ball, wide to the left side, caught on the fly by her teammate, and now Capri will go right side. She'll bunny hop, run jump, hits the side of the backboard. Valley Falls will clear it down this time. And here comes the Lady Dragon. 2:50 to go in an opening quarter that has seen one basket. And it belonged to the Lady Raven. Skip pass coming out on top. Here's Gracie with it. Into the lane. 14-footer. Boom! The game's tied as quickly as that. Paisley Heinen for two. 2:33 to go in the opening quarter. And it's a 2-2 ball game. Hundley goes right side. Valley settles into that 2-3 zone. It's worked for him. Cross court, it goes left side. All alone, Cody goes three. Missed it. Rebound tipped around, and Ravens are going to save it. Turnaround shot. Air ball again. Launched by the Lady Raven. Caught on the fly, and Valley falls quickly into the forecourt. They'll skip it over to the left side. Back it goes to the left side of the free throw line. Out at the top of the key is going to be Abby. She'll kick it right to Callie. The feed underneath the shot. Nope, but we've got a Raven foul. The shot from the block went up, and a little push by the defender kept the shooter off balance enough to not be able to hit the shot, but it's going to be the second foul by Megan Hundley at the free throw line. First of two, way short. Abby Wilson looking for her first point of the game. Now for the Ravens. Cody coming out of the game, and Kickner coming out of the game. You're going to get Audrey Hill checking in. Second free throw, yes. As Valley Falls has its first lead of the game. It is 3-2 Valley. And we've got a minute 59 to go in the opening quarter. Looking to see who else Coach Luke Knoll has brought into the game for MHMA. Lucy has it left side. Oh, it's going to be Phoebe. Sure, I was not even thinking. So Phoebe's in the game. She's got it at the right side, pinned down to the baseline. Lobs it out on top. Driving in, Caitlin has the defender reach in, grab the ball, knock it away, it's loose on the floor, rolling around for the basketball, it's loose, his shot is going to be blocked out of the hands of Audrey Hill, it's going to go out of bounds again to the Ravens. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. 3-2, Valley Falls in front. Audrey Hill will inbound it for the Lady Ravens. Brings it over to Megan Hundley. She'll try to back into the lane, there's no room, kicks it to Audrey. Left-hand dribbles. Fending off the defender with the right, and there's a shot clock violation, and MHMA does not get a shot taken. And with a minute 23 to go in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens have 2 points. Lady Ravens are going to break the press, driving it down the left side, the lob across the court. It's going to be saved outside the block and dribbled back out on top by Brecken Moore. Brecken with a right-hand dribble, bumped by Phoebe, brings it back over to the right elbow. Working away toward the top is Paisley. Heinen will skip it over to the right side. Brecken Moore looked into the middle, and the Ravens have now gone to a zone of their own. Valley Falls runs to the middle, steps inside the lane. The ball's going to be knocked free, stolen. Ravens coming up with it. We're less than a minute to go in the opening quarter. Offense is not the name of the game in this first quarter tonight. Rather 45 seconds to go. Opening quarter, it is 3-2. Here's Audrey, again, fending off the defender with the free hand. Outside to three. Yeah! Three-point shot. Again, it's Lucy Bradfield. I told you earlier in the game, the best perimeter shooter on this team. She showed it now. Last game, she's showing it again here tonight. Skip pass over to the right. Three-point shot. Valley Falls online and perfect. Callie DeLong. It is 6-5 Valley Falls. 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Shot clock's off. Audrey looking to get it to Folsom. Can't. Comes out on top to Hundley. 6 seconds. Back to Audrey. Back over to the left side to Phoebe. Back out on top to Audrey. Now they get it in the middle. Folsom has the ball stripped out of her hands. That's the end of the opening quarter. What a quarter of girls high school basketball. We've enjoyed. We'll be back after one in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Lady Dragon 6, Marshall Mount Academy 5.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod installation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care, trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
That's Ricky from Valley, and their Lady Ravens are going to be the ball and playing to be in the second quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Show us a bit of studio. Tom Counsel here, courtside. It is a 6-5 Valley Falls lead. Defeat underneath Folsom, all alone in there. She gets a bucket. Caitlin Folsom is on the board. And the Ravens have gone back in front. It is 7-6 MHMA. 7 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. The full court pressure by the Lady Ravens forces the ball out of bounds. Valley will have it back in play right in front of their team bench. It'll come in into the backcourt. The lob pass across the timeline. And here's the feed left, and there's a whistle because that's a good call but with the travel. Valley Falls found the key to getting it into the forecourt, and that was with the long outlet pass. But then, in their haste, turned it over with the travel, and more back at it. Lady Ravens with the ball, with the lead, it's 7-6. Here's Cody, kicks it over to Audrey. Phoebe, Capri, back out on top. Hennessy dumps it right. Driving in is Folsom, no shot, kicks it to Phoebe. On the court once, has the ball stripped out of her hands. Down the battle for the loose basketball, and we're going to get a jump ball possession. Dragon. We're not a minute into the second quarter. Here comes Valley Falls into the forecourt again. The outlet pass that leaves three defenders in the backcourt. Shot for three is up for two strong. And the battle for the rebound is going to be won by MHMA. Keckner will run down the court, full speed, stop at the right side, lob it back out on top to Cody. She'll stand between the circles, look into the middle, finds no room, goes right side. Audrey bounces in the middle. Capri, defender reaches in and calls the jump ball. And way more turnovers and points so far here today with 6:50 to go in the opening half. Here's a ball put in play by Audrey Hill. Gets it into Folsom on the floor one time. An easy shot in the lane. It rims out no good. Rebound Valley Falls and two defenders surround the basketball and reach in on Brecken Moore to tie her up. Jump ball. Back it'll come again to the Lady Dragons. 6:47 to go in the first half. She liked high-scoring, high-flying basketball. There's a double dribble. Good call by the official, who is very alert in the backcourt. She liked that high-flying, high-scoring basketball. So far, this has not been your game. But if you want one-point ball games that are going to be decided by any play at any point, this is it. Here's Capri. Goes in. Shot up. No. Rebound. Saved in by the Ravens. And underneath, it's going to go up and in. Capri Koechner is on the board with 6.5 to go. It is now in the first half. It is now 9-6. Here's a shot from the outside. The three doesn't go. And a whistle underneath, and it's going to, whistle outside. It's a three-shot foul, and it's going to be on Capri Koechner. It will be her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the second half or the second quarter by either team. And at the line for Valley Falls, it's Brecken Moore. Brecken looking for her first point of the evening. Since this one up, won't go. She'll have two more shots coming. It is still a 9-6 ball game. Brecken, a sophomore for Valley Falls. Second free throw, high and arcing and wide to the left side. She'll have one more shot to get something out of this free throw appearance. Phoebe and Audrey out of the ball game, and head coach Luke Knoll of the Lady Ravens has his starting five back on the floor. Moore will eye up the third one, and it will go in. So Brecken Moore will hit one of the three. It is now 9-7 MHMA, and we're at the 6:25 mark of the opening half. Valley Falls quickly down the court. They do not offer any resistance on the upcourt play, setting up in the 2-3 zone. Here comes Cody. She'll drive across at the top of the key, left side. Hunley to Cody on the floor once, twice, three times. Now she'll stop, top of the key, back over to Hunley. They'll skip it into the corner. Bradfield, they're just swinging it from side to side, hoping to get a chink in the armor of this 2-3 zone, which has been pretty good. And now outside, here's Folsom for three. No. Long rebound. Ravens are going to save it underneath. Back and away, traveling with a basketball, trying to get a shot. Here's what happened. With the basketball, way down by the baseline, well behind the backboard, you had Hannah Cody trying to get a shot away, leaning back, and finally takes a couple of steps backward. Gets called for the travel. And here comes Valley Falls with a basketball. They'll bring it into the forecourt. Lots and lots of contact. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Back over to the left side with a long two-point shot. Rims out. No. Offensive rebound. No. Rebound's going to be saved down Ravens. It's a two-on-one break. MHMA onto the other end of the floor. The shot missed. The shot by Capri Koechner fails. And it's going to be Lady Raven basketball. 5.5 to go, first half. It comes in all alone. Cody hits the back of the rim with a very long rebound cleared down by Valley Falls. Lady Dragons into the forecourt. 5:20 to go in the opening half. They'll dish it over to the left side. Ball batted away for a moment, but recovered out on top. Valley Falls works to the baseline, skip pass into the corner, a little bit of a head fake, big collision, no foul called off the ball. Back out on top, it's going to be Callie. Kicks it to the left side, Heinen. Paisley off the glass, and good for two. 4 points, Paisley Heinen. And we are a 9-9 tie. 4:56 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with a basketball. Here's a battle between two undefeated teams in the Northeast Kansas League. Here's kick. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. All right, Valley Falls is going to rotate a couple of players into the game. Kadren Strecker is coming in. Raven shot from the outside, missing. And there's going to be a foul on the effort of the rebound. It's on Moore Hill Mount Academy. Our official is going to walk over. Foul is going to be on Hannah Cody. It'll be her first. Every Lady Raven starter has at least one foul. And on the inbound, the pass is going to be taken by Callie DeLong. The official said she gets her hand beneath the basketball, so he's going to call her for palming it over. Good break for MHMA. They're going to line him up down the side of the lane for the inbound. It'll come out on top. Flashing up to the top of the key is going to be Folsom. Long cross court. Cody back out on top. into the lane. Capri Bunny hops, goes from 12, and it rolls around and round and in. Capri Kechter with four. MHMA goes back in front, 11-9. And again, pressure on the inbound, a foul by the Ravens. It's going to be a quick second foul by Hannah Cody. Team foul three, MHMA. Valley Falls with no second quarter fouls. Lady Dragons will come into the forecourt. They'll drive it off to the left side, kick it back on top. And Moorhill Mount Academy, as they press all the way up the floor, will settle into a zone. Here's a feed at the baseline. The running shot is going to be up and off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Cody. She's up the court, but a defender catches it from behind, bats the ball away, and she's going to have to slow down and go back and retrieve it. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Knoll. Let's do it. Taking a timeout with MHMA. 3:59 to go in the first half. It is Ravens 11, Lady Dragons 9.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
With us here on Kent Radio this evening. Joseph's in the studio. Tom counts with you here, and we've got just inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Guys' game coming up after this one, so don't go away. High school hoops on a Tuesday in January. The pass in the middle by the Lady Ravens is going to be errant and taken away by Valley Falls. Here comes Callie DeLong. She'll be bent by Capri at the top of the key. Ravens have shifted now to a player defense. The pass comes out to the top. Over to the right wing. The feed underneath. Lots of contact. No foul, but the shot is up. It's good. And the bucket by Caden Strecker. It is 11-11. Tied again with 3:20 to go in the first half. Seven inside Cody. Goes from eight wide to the left. Rebound Valley Falls. They'll pick it up, lose it, pick it back up again, and now go into the forecourt. Lady Ravens have abandoned the full court press. And they're going to get quickly down the floor and set up a player defense. Here's a drive to the right side of the lane, into the corner, the sidestep of the defender, comes back off on top. Gracie, Connor spins it over to the left side, gets it there to Paisley. Hyman back off on top to Cadron. Valley with the ball, long cross court pass, beautiful underneath, the lean-away shot, it's up, it's good. Nice bucket by Valley Falls and the Lady Dragons on the fourth point of the ball game. On the third point of the ball game by Brecken Moore has taken the lead. It is 13-11 Valley. Ravens with the ball in the lane, and we'll get a Valley Falls foul. I suspect it's going to be on Gracie. Two minutes and 27 to go. It is going to be on Gracie Connor. It is her first foul. It is the first foul of the second quarter by Valley Falls. And again, the Ravens are going to make a duo of substitutions. As once more, Phoebe Kickner is coming in with Audrey Hill. Phoebe will take the inbound, kicks it out on top to Capri. She'll launch it to the right block. Folsom doubled up, can't get a shot away. Phoebe goes 16 feet, hits it. Going to be Phoebe's first point of the ball game, and we're tied again now at 13. 2:10 to go in the half. It is our third tie here in the second quarter. Coast to coast, running shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out, saved by Valley. They'll go three. No good. Rebound, Caitlin Folsom. Caitlin with superb interior position. Set up for that. Good. Rebound. And the Lady Ravens with Audrey Hill coming up the floor. Audrey pulls it up. Caitlin comes out to the top. Give her somewhere to go with the basketball. Over to the right side, it'll go. The feed in the middle. Feed left. The shot, Phoebe, wide open underneath. Hits it too hard off the backboard. It goes across in front of the rim where Valley Falls clears down the rebound. We're at a minute 40 to go. First half. Valley with the basketball. It's a tie game at 13. Skip pass is going to come way out on top. Gracie Connor goes to the left. Gets it out on top to Streckler. Now it's loose on the floor. Players are going to get on the court and still rolling around. Valley Falls is going to pick it up. The drive to the baseline is going to be batted away, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. 75 seconds to go in the opening quarter, still tied at 13. 30 could win this game. 1 minute to go in the half. On the right side is going to be Capri. Out on top, Caitlin. One hand push back, and Caitlin, before she made the pass, travels with the basketball. Ravens with another turnover. In the backcourt, Dragons inbounded with Gracie Connor. And here's Paisley Heinen. Races into the forecourt, weaves through several defenders, kicks it off on top where the long shot is going to be up off the back of the rim. Once, twice, and good for a long, long, long two. So Callie DeLong will get credit for the shot. And she had a toe on the line, well noticed by the official. That was a good call. Two-point shot, Valley in front by two. Over to the right side is going to be Capri. Horses it up, too strong. Rebounded down by Caitlin. Has it stripped out of her hands, but she gets fouled. And we will see Caitlin Folsom coming to the free throw line. For Caitlin, 2 points so far in the ballgame this evening. She got them a little bit ago here in the second quarter. It'll be the first foul by Valley Falls' Brecken Moore. And here comes Caitlin. She could tie this game up. First one. No. 35 seconds to go in the half. The Ravens senior stands in. Folsom's second free throw. No. Rebound. Valley Falls will take it off the floor. And reaching in, we're going to have a foul on Capri. Capri had inferior position coming from behind and trying to reach around and kind of go through the Valley Falls player and in the process collect her second foul of the game. So for the Ravens, Capri has two. Hannah has two, and Megan, two fouls. Valley Falls up the court with the ball. Could be the final possession. Shot clock's off here in the first half. Skip pass over to the right side. Valley has the ball leading by a pair. They were thinking about the three. 12 seconds, lots of time. The skip to the right side of the lane. The horsed-up shot is going to be well off the mark and go out of bounds, and the Ravens with plenty of time to get a shot away. 7 seconds. They've got plenty of time to get the length of the court and get a good look. Here comes Audrey, racing into the forecourt, full speed, over to the left side to Folsom. 2 seconds, 1 second. Caitlin, the shot at the buzzer, no. And it is halftime at Valley Falls. We'll be back to summarize the half for you. Teams are headed off the floor into their respective locker rooms with the score. Lady Dragons of Valley Falls, 15. MHMA, 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Out of the court, warming up. Don't forget, we've got the boys' game coming up next. But right now, girls' team is at halftime. Let's recap the scoring for the visitors from Mar Hill Mount Academy out of Atchison, Kansas. Leading the way is Capri Keckner with 4. 3 in the first half for Lucy Bradfeld. 2 apiece, Phoebe Keckner, Caitlin Folsom, and Hannah Cody. For Valley Falls, a 5-point first half. Callie DeLong and 4 for Paisley Heinen. Brecken Moore has 3, 2 for Caden Strecker, and 1 for Abby Wilson. Fouls? Valley Falls, 3 players have committed 1 foul apiece. No one missed more than 1. For the Ravens, you've got Capri Keckner with two, Hannah Cody with two, and Megan Hundley with two fouls in the first half. Again, guys' game coming up after this. They're out of the court warming up right now. But first, we'll be back with the second half of the ladies' game. Halftime score in Valley Falls, Kansas. Lady Dragons 15, MHMA 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the CAN Radio Sports Studios. Halftime.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Carrot Country sports calendar, we've got quite a bit on tap for you today. Looking to Wednesday night, we will have Benedictine men's and women's basketball as the Ravens will be playing host to Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs around 5:15 to 5:20 immediately following the 5 o'clock news report. Following Sports Look, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we'll talk to the coaches of Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. Friday brings us to high school basketball, as we'll have Valley Falls on the road taking on Jefferson County North. Tune in right around 6 or so for the girls' game. The boys will take to the court following. Saturday brings us back to Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be taking on Grandview. Right now, we're going to take a real quick break and a good look at that scores as I have them when I return.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Taking a look around the area in the Jackson Heights versus Oskaloosa game with about 4 minutes left in the third. It's Oskaloosa 35, Jackson Heights 21. With about 2 minutes left in the third, Silver Lake is leading Jefferson West in the girls' game 54-21. With about, going to the fourth, it is Sabetha and Holton. Very close game with Sabetha at 30, Holton at 29. In this game, we've got a separation of just one score with Marjo Mount Academy ladies at 13, Valley Falls ladies at 15.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows around 31. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tomorrow, 39. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 17. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Thursday and Friday. Mid-40s Thursday. Low 40s by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 50 degrees. We've got showers in the vicinity. The winds are out of the northwest at 14 miles per hour. Relative humidity 77. Gives us a feels-like temperature of 45 degrees out there. Dew point's 41 degrees on the barometric pressure. Well, it's on the rise at 29.86 inches of mercury. We'll be going back to Tom courtside in just a moment.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas. Many thanks to Joseph back at our Care Sports Studios, getting us all caught up there and taking care of us at halftime. It is a 15-13 Valley Falls lead over MHMA, second half underway. And Valley Falls coming up court for the basketball. The pass to the middle is going to be thrown away. Here's a jailbreak. There's nobody down here with Capri. She's up and in. So Capri Keckner off the turnover, ties the game, and we are even at 15. We are a minute into the third quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball, skips it over to the left block, brings it back out on top, and now a big collision, no foul called. Valley Falls will skip it to the left, and this time a reach around, and the foul is going to be on Caitlin Folsom. It'll be her second. So there are now four MHMA players with two fouls each. Nobody in any dire trouble yet. Valley will bring it in way out on top. They're going to chase this into the backcourt and recover it. Bring it back up. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Lob over to the left side. A little bit of a hip fake. The defender bit, but they decided to bring the ball out on top and forego that shot. Top of the key is going to be to Gracie. Got Paisley Heinen, Callie DeLong, Breckham Moore, Abby Wilson, and Gracie Connor for Valley Falls. And now the Ravens going to get the ball knocked free, and it's going to be stolen away. Ravens coming up with a chance to take a lead. They haven't had a lead since a couple of minutes ago in the second quarter. Pass comes out on top. Hunley, left side, Kechner. She'll go to the free throw line. Right side it goes. Now the feed underneath for Folsom. It's knocked out of her hands. It's rolling around on the floor, and Coach Knoll is going to get awarded a timeout. So that was a break for the Lady Ravens. We're going to take a timeout. 6:07 to go in the third quarter. It is MHMA, and Valley Falls tied at 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Seven to go in the third quarter. Ravens having been awarded the timeout. They're going to be putting it a play at their offensive end. It'll come in over to the left side of Lucy. Brad Pell comes out on top. Capri over to the right side. Cody back into the corner to Hunley. Inside six to go. Valley in a 2-3 zone. Cody will step inside, launch a shot as the shot clock goes off, and Capri picks up the rebound, drives in, throws it up, hits the bottom of the rim, but they're going to think she was fouled, and it will be Capri Kechner coming to the free throw line as Abby Wilson for Valley Falls will have her second foul of the game. It'll be the first third quarter foul for Valley. And at the line is Capri with six, and that one won't go in. 6 points so far tonight for Capri. After a scoreless opening quarter, she hit a couple of shots in the third quarter and has hit one here in the third. Second free throw is going to be good. It is now 16-15 MHMA. 5:50 to go. Another Ravens are going to come up with a steal. The feed over to the right side. Back in the middle. Folsom traveled or got, they're going to call a foul. Thought maybe she had kind of stumbled toward the basket between a couple of defenders in the lane. For the official in the far corner, we'll call a foul. And it is going to be on Gracie. And at the line, here comes Caitlin Folsom. 2 points so far tonight, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. She is typically a very good free throw shooter. And that one's up and in. One more shot coming up for the senior for Martin Hill Mount Academy. And rolls out, won't go. Rebound. Here's Valley Falls with it. 17-15. Lady Ravens in front at 5.5 to go in the quarter three. Dragons move the ball out on top. Morehead Mount Academy back in that player defense. They went to it midpoint of the second quarter and have kind of liked how that's gone. Here's a shot from in the lane. It's up and missing. And Ravens coming down with a rebound off the miss. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Morehead Mount Academy with the basketball leading it by two. And it's pairing of a couple of the teams at the top of the Northeast Kansas League. The feed out on top. Stepped in front of a stolen. Paisley Heinen bringing it down the court. Will stop. Shot deflected. Rebound is on the floor. Batted around. Saved back by Valley Falls. His shot's going to be deflected. Rebounded back down by the Ravens. Up with it is going to come Hunley. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it down low. The shot's off the mark. Missed by Cody. Rebound by Folsom. Stripped out of her hands. They're going to say she's fouled. And Caitlin back to the free throw line. Again, that ball goes down to the floor. Caitlin goes down to take it and try to recover the ball. And then all kinds of hands and arms come flying in after the basketball. It is going to be the first foul of the game on Paisley Heinen for Valley Falls. And the free throw for Caitlin Folsom is good. So Caitlin is now 2 of 5 at the free throw line. One more shot coming. Get back to 500 with this one. And gets it. Nicely done. 19-15, Ravens up 4. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. chip pass over to the 28-foot mark, stepping inside the circle. The running two-point shot is up and good. Cali DeLong with seven. 19-17. 4.5 to go in the third. Chip pass to the right side. Cody will start to the lane. Comes out on top. Phoebe, who's back in the game, to Capri. Gets doubled up. Her cross-court pass is batted. Phoebe's able to save it. And that's going to be stolen away from her again. It's stolen by Callie DeLong, and she gets fouled in the backcourt. Callie DeLong had come up with a steal. Phoebe reaches out and just kind of grabs her, picking up her first foul. Three team fouls by Valley Falls, two by MHMA, and we are midpoint of the third quarter. 19-17. Ravens in front. And again, you have to be aware that, and it's got to be tough as a player, having to make sure you know if or if not we have a shot clock tonight, and here in Valley Falls, they do. Here's the Dragons with the basketball. They'll swing it over to the left side. Very seldom does it come into play. Here's a three. Boom! From deep in the left side by Brecken Moore. As Valley Falls goes back in front, it is 20-19. 3:40 to go. In the middle, Folsom falling away. Travel shoots. No travel. Puts in the bucket. So Folsom hits the bucket. It is 21-20. Teams have generated a little more offense. Here's a collision out on top. No foul. The feed over to the left side, and there's the foul. That was maybe even a makeup win after having missed the first. It is going to be on Hannah Cody. So Hannah's third foul of the game. Hannah, three fouls, 2 points so far. 3:17 to go in the third quarter. It's a 21-20 MHMA lead. Callie has the ball out of her hands. It's rolling around to the floor, and we'll get a travel. It was corralled by Megan Hundley, but before she could find a teammate or somewhere to go with the basketball, she kind of scoots around on the floor a little bit, turns it over. Valley Falls will be putting it into play, and the inbound pass is batted and saved. Dragons will control it. 3 minutes to go, third. Skip pass right side, baseline three. Airborne off the rim. One slice, and it's still good. 3-point shot by Paisley Heinen. 23-21 Valley Falls. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Audrey Hill is back in the game. Her skip pass out on top. Rescued nicely by Megan Hundley. She'll lay it back. Out on top. Audrey, little head fake. Has it knocked out of her hands. Audrey falls. Bowls over it. Defender. And now the ball's in the corner. Valley Falls is going to clear it away. Here come the Dragons. Racing down the court. It's going to be knocked away from behind. Out of bounds to Valley Falls. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. 23-21. Lady Dragons in front. The inbound, the feet to the top of the key. Valley will work it over to the left side. Takes it to the elbow. A nice job of anticipating the pass. Capri saw that one coming. Stepped in front of it. And as the Ravens come up the floor, Coach Knoll takes a timeout, and we're going to enjoy it along with him. Timeout of the corner, 2:22 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. It is Valley Falls 23, Marshall Mount Academy 21.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Here we are back with you in Valley Falls, Kansas, where Northeast Kansas League High School basketball is taking center stage here on a Tuesday night, 13th of January. Let's see if the 13th is going to be lucky for one of these two teams, as these two clubs are on top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Valley Falls 2-0 in the conference. Morehead Mount Academy comes in 3-0 in the conference. Raymond's calling the timeout. We'll inbound the ball in the backcourt. Here's Megan Hundley with it. She'll bring it out on top to Audrey. Hill starts left, skips it over to Phoebe, who loses a handle on it, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. Dolly Pons will have it in play right in front of the Lady Raven bench. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Callie DeLong brings it up the floor. Lobs it over to the left side, and Caitlin Folsom gets a hand on it, deflects it out of bounds. Ravens are going to get Hannah Cody back into the game, replacing Phoebe. Hannah's out there, going to have to be very cautious. Three fouls right now. Just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Now the ball's going to be stolen. The breakaway. Easy layup on the other end is going to be up and good. Capri Keckner. That'll be her ninth point of the evening, and the game is now tied at 23. And we get a foul up top side. Valley will have it in play at their baseline. Just saying, over here, now right there. Okay, here's where he wants it inbound. A very precise location for that inbound. And Ravens work it to the top. Or rather, the Dragons work it to the top. Back to the baseline, back to the top. Long cross court. That's a risky pass. It's going to get away. Be saved deep by Brecken Moore. And Brecken will dribble it up toward the top. Over to Paisley. Heinen, skip pass to the point. Gracie Connor goes left. Back across into the lane. The shot is up. Slipping out of her hands. It's going to be taken away. Ravens coming up the court with it with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter and a chance to retake a lead. The game right now tied at 23. Hunley goes right side to Audrey. In the middle of Caitlin. Off the block. Kicks it back outside for Cody. And this thing is going to go over and back. And there it is. So a minute 7 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls will be putting in a play right in front of the coaching staff over there on the Dragon bench. Skip pass right side. Saved by Valley. Back out on top. Into the lane. Running jump shot. Bounce and bounce and up and in. Counted along with 9. 25-23 Valley. In the last minute now of the third quarter. Cody goes to the right side, and she tricked her teammate. They thought she was going up with a shot. Then, before she did, she pulls it back down and a little bounce pass to Caitlin. Caitlin had already turned and was headed for the rim, so the ball gets beyond her, goes out of bounds. It'll be volleyball basketball. Shot clock at 27, game clock at 34. We're approaching the end of the third quarter. Dragons left side. Here's a baseline three. Spins out. Nope. Rebound Ravens. Now the shot clock's off. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Lady Dragons hanging on to the two-point lead. MHMA over to the left. Cody kicks it to Audrey. She'll step inside. Feeds in the middle. All alone. Folsom turns and shoots and gets it. Caitlin Folsom ties the game at 25. And Valley Falls will throw it away. And the Ravens are going to get a half-court shot out of it at the buzzer. But the ball lands just beyond the free throw line. And that will get us through three quarters. Well, this one's going to come right down to the wire. You had the feeling from the start, but the score holds it up. Coming back for the fourth quarter. After a three, it's Valley Falls. The Lady Dragons of our Hillmount Academy tied at 25.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Fourth quarter in the girls' game in Valley Falls, and here's a collision and an offensive foul as Hannah Cody. We talk about it. Every game as an offensive player, you drop the shoulder and you lean in and push into the middle as you're driving it up the floor. Hannah Cody's fourth foul. You cannot dip that shoulder and go in. 7:50 to play in the game. Tied at 25. Valley Falls with a basketball. Let's see how these teams respond to the pressure. Here's a feed in the middle of the ball. Zeus on the floor. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes MHMA. The ball in the backcourt. Walking it across is Megan. Huntley will start her way to the right side. Give it way out near the 28-foot line to Cody. Gets it back behind her. Now the pass down to the baseline, and as it is being stolen away, and the pass was thrown to the baseline, Lucy Bradfield backstepped a little bit and stepped on the sideline. So MHMA is going to turn it over, and Valley Falls coming back up court with it. Audrey Hill comes back into the game. Now the ball is going to be batted free and stolen. Here come the Ravens. Capri will bring it up the floor. She'll dump it over to the left side of Folsom. It's going to be stripped out of her hands. It's going to go out of bounds. And Caitlin was a little bit worried. She quickly snaps her head to look at the official to see, was it off her? But they will say no. It's on Valley Falls, so it is Raven basketball. 7-11 to go in the ball game. Morehill Mount Academy will bring it in. We're tied at 25. Kechner goes right side, feeds it across to Audrey. Hill goes to the baseline and is fouled on the left side. A little incidental contact. Audrey spills to the floor. She's quite okay. Bounces right back up. And the foul is going to be on Valley Falls. Brick and Moore, her second. Team fouls, one apiece in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes to play in the game. Still tied at 25. Officials waiting. We've got a player at the scorer's table. They're going to hold up the game and allow that substitution to occur. So Valley Falls is going to take Brick and Moore out of the game and Ricky Bree back in. Ravens looking. Brings it out on top. A little forearm by Capri. And we get a whistle. Fisher coming over. Is it going to be that foul? Yeah. Again, the players, and I talk about this during the course of the description of the ball game, players will come in, dribble with one hand, and literally use the offhand or the free hand to forge their way in and be pushing back and fending off defenders. And now the steal by the Ravens. Still 25-25. The feed, Folsom will shoot and miss the layup, gets her own rebound, follows it up, and they will wave it off, say that there was a foul. Now, Coach Noel was on his feet looking for an explanation. The official, quickly, Caitlin came to the free throw line. She thinks she's shooting free throws, but she's not because the official emphatically called off the shot. Now, Caitlin's saying, I was shooting. Coach Noel says, she was shooting. The official says, you want to put the ball in play. And the Ravens do. 6:40 to go in the ball game, still tied at 25. Huntley out on top, Capri. Beats in the middle, Caitlin. Inside two defenders, loses the handle. Ball's on the floor. It's rolling around. Picked up by Valley Falls. And now they're going to call a jump ball. And a possession, Dragon. 25-25. Will 35 win this game? Goodness. 6.5 to go. Lady Dragons dump it over to the left side. And the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes Capri. She will drive, lean, turn, shoot, miss the shot. Threw it too hard. It goes all the way across the rim. And then she pulls it down, travels with the left side, no whistle. Kechner will launch the three, way short. Offensive rebound, followed up Bradfield, way short. Rebound underneath Caitlin Folsom, way long. And finally, we get a foul called underneath the Ravens, getting shot after shot after shot and unable to capitalize on them. But now they'll get a chance at the free throw line. 6:08 to play. It is a third foul on Gracie Connor. And at the line, here comes Caitlin. This one rolls and it goes in. It teetered and hung on the front lip of the rim for a while and falls in. And that's what good shooters do. They get that shooter's roll. 10 points now for Caitlin Folsom. She was tied with three other players at 9, but now is the leading scorer in the game. Puts her team up by 1, now puts her team up by 2. As she has hit 5 of her last 6 free throws after missing the first 2. It is 27-25. Morehill Mount Academy, we are 6 minutes to play. Valley with the basketball, down to the block. The dribble to the side of the lane. Skip pass to the free throw line. 12-foot runner is going to be off the mark, and rebound is going to be out of bounds to Valley Falls. They'll see one of the Ravens tipped it, deflecting it out of bounds. Shot clock at 15. Paisley Heinen does the inbound. Valley has it back in play. Into the lane. Little hook shot. No. Rebound. Phoebe Kechner. Phoebe comes down with it, gets it to Audrey. And Hill, let's see, left-hand dribble up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Capri back out on top to Megan. Lady Ravens with a basketball, leading by two at 5:25 left. Skip pass over to Audrey. She'll step inside, drive underneath the rim. Kicks it over to the right side to Phoebe. She'll look it off on top to Capri. Long cross court left side. Huntley the running three. Nope. Rebound. Tipped around. Going to get away. It's rolling around still on the floor. Players are now on the hardwood, scrumming for the basketball. The official with no choice will make a jump ball call. 5 minutes to play in the game. It is going to be Lady Raven basketball inbounded by Megan Huntley. 27-25 MHMA. And there's battle of unbeatens in the NEKL. Phoebe takes the inbound, kicks it over to Caitlin, who falling away is going to be fouled. Didn't hit the shot. Draws the foul, and again, the red-hot free throw shooter for the Lady Ravens coming to the line. She was fouled right there by Kadrin Strecker. Free throw in the quiet gym is good. So Caitlin is now rolling at the free throw line. Six of her last seven. This one is up. Rims out, won't go. Rebound tipped out. Lady Ravens are going to control it down. Now they lead by three, 28-25, and in control of the basketball. 4:50 to play. Here's Hunley over to the right side to Hill. Back out on top. They'll feed to Phoebe. Here's Capri. Goes three. Too long. Rebound, Valley Falls. Dragons coming up the floor. 4.5 to play in the game. The feed at the baseline left is too tall, but before that pass, we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout, which will save them from a turnover. And Jones Levitt will give us a break. Taking a timeout. 4.5 to go in the ladies' game, but a guys' game still coming up. It's Morehill Mount Academy 28, Valley Falls 25.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Valley Falls out of the court, and MHMA just had to come over and ask them to please join us. 4.5 minutes to go in the girls' game, and it's been very, very close throughout. One-point game at the end of the quarter, two-point game at halftime, tied after three quarters. And by the way, Valley Falls has yet to score in the fourth quarter, and we're going on 4 minutes in. Dragons with the basketball right now. Top side with it. Gets it over to the right side. By the way, the Ravens in the fourth quarter have only gotten free throws, and now we get a foul. So, yeah, Valley Falls in the first 4 minutes, no points. Morehill Mount Academy, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, all off the hand of Caitlin Folsom. This foul is going to be on Audrey Hill. Valley Falls will feed to the block, skip it back on top, a little sidestep inside Phoebe, the running shot way short. Rebounded underneath and a foul called, and Valley Falls will be coming to the free throw line. Coming to the line for Valley Falls. It's going to be Abby up there. She's got 1 point in the game on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. This one is good. So Abby collects her second point of the game. Audrey Hill will check out, and Hannah Cody with her 4 fouls comes in. more shot. No. Rebound. Valley Falls clears it down. Driving to the baseline. In traffic at the Ravens, they're going to reach in and steal it away. Here comes Hannah Cody. She'll drive it to the top. Drive it down the lane. Kick it back to the right side. Long cross court for Phoebe. And is she able to rescue it? No, she's not. It gets away. She did pull it down, but when she looked at the floor, her feet were across the line, and Valley Falls will have it back in. Dragons going to the bench. Kadrin Strecker comes back in. 3:50 to play. A two-point game, 28-26. Skip pass over to the right side. Said we Paisley with it. Heinen stops at the top, and they're going to say she stopped. She drug the pivot foot, and Valley will turn it over with a travel. 3:40 to play in the girls' game. MHMA to Folsom, right side to Capri. Kicks it back to the right to Phoebe. Jumper, no. Rebound tipped out, and Valley Falls is going to control it down. Here come the Dragons, up the court. Batted away and loosened the floor and save for the Ravens. And now it's going to be batted away, and we're going to get a foul this time. A foul on Valley Falls. And I suspect it is on Brecken. It is the third foul for Brecken Moore. Ravens are going to be coming to the free throw line. That is team foul five in the fourth quarter for Valley Falls. And at the line, Hannah Cody. Hannah has 2 points from back in the opening quarter, and that free throw is no good. She throws her head back and looks at the Raptors. One more free throw coming up here. Second one, a little more on it. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Valley. Dragons, Brecken Moore coming up the floor with the basketball. Skips it over to the right side. Attacking the basket, feeding it over across. And outside the block, the pass to the top. The drive to the lane, the skip to the outside, DeLong two, perfect. Callie DeLong collects her 11 points in the ball game, tying the contest at 28 with 3 minutes to go. This one's going to be a great finish. We will not have seen when this game is over a lot of points. And now, Hannah Cody throws the ball to the left between two of her teammates, and it rolls out of bounds and into the crowd. Lucy Bradfield will come back in for Phoebe, and Raven head coach Luke Knoll will have his starting five back on the floor. 2:50 to play, tied at 28. When this one's over, again, we will not have seen a lot of points, but we will have seen a close, entertaining kind of a ball game. Here's a little jumper left side, hits the back of the rim, and it won't go down, and rebound MHMA. Here come the Ravens. 2.5 minutes to play, still tied. All the way to the baseline. Capri cooks it across. Pass batted away. Going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Dragons going to take a timeout, and we will enjoy it with head coach Chad Van Houten. Here's a break. 2:21 to go in the girls' game. For Hillmount Academy, Valley Falls, we're deadlocked at 28.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
As we return, Valley Falls comes up court with the basketball. We're tied at 28. Welcome back to the Valley Falls Gymnasium, everybody. Dragons with the ball. A couple of undefeated teams here. This is a great game. So I'll drive around to the right side, all the way to the baseline. Look into the middle. There's no room there. Looking to the top. Get it away. Bumping and reaching in. And we get a Raven foul on Caitlin Folsom. Throws a hand touch. I didn't think I got her, but apparently did. Both teams are in the bonus now. Caitlin, not a big deal. Only her third foul tonight. But the free throw line very well may determine the winner of this one. And the left-handed shooter, Gracie Connor. Free throw is good. Zach is Gracie's first point tonight. Connor puts her team up by one. This one misses. Rebound, rolling around, saved by Valley Falls. They'll skip it out. The shot is going to be deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be the Raven. Here comes MHMA. Hannah Cody over with it to the right side. The defender reaching in will commit a foul, and that is going to be the fourth by Valley Falls' Brecken Moore. So for Brecken, four fouls, three of them have come here in the fourth quarter, and Hannah Cody back at the line with a chance to tie it up. She's also looking to square up a little bit for a couple of misses a moment ago. She's a good free throw shooter. This one is up and short. Hits the front of the rim, bounces straight down. She can get her team to within. No, she could tie this up. Excuse me, she could tie this up. It's 29-28. And got it. Hannah Cody goes one of four at the free throw line and ties the game at 29 with a minute 44 to go. And the upcourt play is going to be turned over by Valley Falls. Huge break for the Ravens. Now, for Valley Falls, in their favor, there's a shot clock. 35 seconds, and now it's counting, and now the Ravens are going to take a timeout, and we're doing it with them, Joseph. Great finish on tap. Stick around. With 1:40 to go in the ladies' game, Morehamount Academy, Valley Falls, tied at 29.
Dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You know, when your little one, you know, you're out there playing basketball and your coach tells you, now those free throws are really important. And you're like, man, I want to run up and down to shoot the ball. He says, those free throws are really important. Well, here's how important they are. In the fourth quarter, Morehamount Academy has scored 4 points, only free throws. They're 4 of 8. Valley Falls has scored 4 points. They have hit 2 of 4 at the free throw line. So these two teams are both hitting half of their free throws. And again, for the Lady Ravens, those are the only points they have. 4 points in the fourth quarter with a minute and a half to go in the game. Here's a baseline three by Folsom. Way off the mark. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens. Around to the right side. Capri, an off-balance shot. Missing. Rebound Folsom. Reverse layup is good. Big shot. First field goal of the fourth quarter belongs to Caitlin Folsom. 31-29 Lady Ravens with a minute 12 to go in the game. Valley with a basketball up top side. Gracie. Connor goes left. Stops. Dishes back to the outside to Brecken. Moore goes into the lane. Her shot is going to be blocked. Rebound off the floor. Valley Falls is going to control it down and drive it over to the wing. The lob comes out on top to Callie. And now the official is going to stop the game because the, and this is going to be an issue for the schools that do go with the shot clock. The official stops the game, pointing to the shot clock and saying, not correct. So we're going to go over and see what he's going to set it at. 53 seconds to go in the game. It is 31-29 MHMA. Now, the shot clock has been pulled back to 13 seconds, so it had been reset incorrectly a moment ago. And we're going to get a timeout, maybe? No. Now the teams are headed to the sideline, and I'm guessing yes. Okay, here we go. We are getting a timeout, and let's do it. 53 seconds to go in the game. Morehamount Academy 31, Valley Falls 29.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Triple Valley Falls, probably crucial to score in his possession. Sally's ready to put the ball in play. The Ravens are still huddled up around Coach Knoll. And here they come racing out. The original starting five. Capri, Hannah, Lucy, Caitlin, Megan. All right, Valley falls down to nine. And they're going to put nine now on the shot clock. Inbound, out on top. Eight. Now here's a foul. No. The feed to the left side of the lane. In, up, no. Offensive board, followed up, no. Offensive board, followed up, no. We get a shot clock violation. So apparently, we had trouble getting the ball to hit the rim. 42 seconds to go in the game. Now the officials are going to have a little confab. The official called the shot clock violation. He's talking to the official who's going to be inbounding it in the backcourt. They're going to verify that everybody's on the same page, and apparently they have come to that affirmative conclusion. Here we go. Ravens with the ball up by two. Looking to take some time on this possession. Hannah Cody across midcourt. She's just going to stand up in the corner, dribbling the ball. And now Coach Noel going to take a timeout. Taking another one, Joseph. This one coming down to the wire in Valley with 34 seconds left. Lady Ravens 31, Lady Dragons 29.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Here we are with 34 seconds to play in the girls' game. A girls' game that has seen very little offense. Again, 31-29 with just a half a minute or so to go in the game. Ravens with the lead and the ball. So they're sitting in the catbird seat right here. It'll be put in play right in front of the Raven bench. Comes into Capri. Both teams are in the bonus. Heckner gets bumped, dribbles it off on top, trapped over the corner, feeds underneath to Folsom. She'll go over to the right side to Lucy. She'll try to back in, no room, shot clock at 14. Game clock at 20. Out on top, Cody. And there's the foul. They're going to put Hannah Cody at the line. You can tell Valley Falls is looking. They're saying, we want to shoot with Hannah. In the fourth quarter, Caitlin is 3 out of 4. Capri is 1 of 2 tonight, but Hannah is 1 of 4. She's a good free throw shooter, but missed her first three. Hit her last shot. See if she's maybe found the range. Two free throws here would make it a two-possession game. First one, no. One more shot. Give it up for Hannah Cody. All of her teammates are in the backcourt. Hannah can give her team a three-point lead. And will not. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go to Valley Falls. So here come the Dragons. 16 seconds left. What a finish. Will Valley Falls, you know, but what do? Do you go for one or two or how many? You look to tie. There's a big collision at the top, and a screen was set, and Capri runs through it, and the Valley Falls player's blown up. And I'm waiting for the foul call. I'm not seeing it. We're getting a timeout taken, but I did not see a foul call, and that is stunning. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. I'm assuming that you're kind of caught up a little bit, and we're at 15 seconds to go in the game. Valley Falls has got the ball, trailing by two in this low-scoring 31-29 game. Coming up yet, the guys' game. Is still on the way. Morehead Mount Academy and Valley Falls. That guy's game should be a good one. Check out how good these teams are in the conference. The two girls' teams, both undefeated. Valley Falls guys' team is undefeated. Morehead Mount Academy's 2-1. So, there is one conference loss in these four teams' records combined. That is just how good these clubs are. All right, it'll be put in play by Valley Falls. between the Dragon bench and the scorer's table, and quickly to have it in. 14 seconds, 13. 1 year's all the time you need. Now it's going to be snapped out of bounds by Capri. She quickly points the other way, but the official goes, no, it was off you, Capri. It's going to come back to Valley Falls. Now at the end of the bench, between the end of the bench and the baseline, 9 seconds to go. Callie DeLong will inbound. Again, you look for a three. Do you try to feed in the middle for a two? What do you want? It comes out on top. Gets there to Paisley. Paisley D'd up hard. Out on top. In traffic. The shot way short. No foul called. Ravens rebound. And there's going to be a foul with 1 second left. And MHMA is going to escape with a win. And they're going to see Hannah Cody again at the free throw line. Hannah could come out of the game feeling a little better. Hit a couple of free throws here. Pressure's kind of off with a second to go and her team leading by two. And here she goes, the junior for the Ravens. Puts it up, but won't go in. So right now, Hannah's one of seven at the free throw line. Here she goes. Trying to get this one, give her team a three-point lead. And got it. 32-29. And up court, the half-court shot off the backboard. Final score! Mar Hill Mount Academy, 32. Valley Falls, 29, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trust. Choice.
Cupfield just mopped out of the floor, getting it ready for the guys game coming up next. But first, let's recap the ladies' contest at the MHMA. Come away with a hard fought win on the road here tonight. Didn't waste a lot of points doing it. 32-29 for Valley Falls. The leading scorer, Callie DeLong with 11. 7-9 for Paisley Heinen. It was Brecken Moore with 6. 2 for Abby Wilson and Gracie Connor with 1. Oh, Caden Stricker off the bench with 2. For Moore Hillmount Academy, back of action player of the game has got to be Caitlin Folsom. Not only led her team with 14, but all scorers, but also in that fourth quarter where MHMA had 7 points? Caitlin got 5 of those 7. And following her, it was Capri with 9, Hannah Cody with 4, 3 for Lucy Bradfield, and Phoebe Kechner with 2. And so MHMA, in spite of 9 of 20 shooting at the free throw line, come away with their 4th conference win here tonight, going to 8-3 and 4-0. Guys, teams are out there warming up. We're going to take a breather. We'll be back. Second half of that. Double hitter coming up next. Final score again in the ladies' game. Moore Hill Mount Academy 32. Valley Falls 29. We'll be back with a guys' game. But first, we're kicking it back to Joseph in that famous CARE Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.